I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but that's probably the last time we'll see Gramps, Ramsey, and Captain Goober. Salt, sand, and seaweed sandwich. Okay, guests, that's not what's for potluck. Okay, not what is for potluck. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning, just thank you. Thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for all the young people that were here this week, the youth that were helping, the adults and parents that were here. Lord, I just pray that we can move on from here and continue to grow in your love and take the things that we've learned. Father, be with us now. Be with me. May these words be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark 6, 31 through 46. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles to follow along. It's the theme and story for today. It was what Captain Goober was talking about. You know the story. Okay? We alluded to it in the children's sermon this morning. Okay? Jesus feeds 5,000 men, the Bible says. Well, if he fed 5,000 men, and they weren't the only ones there, how many people did he really feed? Honestly. Okay? The disciples had been on a ministry tour. They'd been doing what Jesus asked them to do. The disciples returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and what they had taught. Then Jesus said, hey, let's get away from the crowds. You know, get away for a while and rest. There were so many people coming and going that Jesus' apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by boat for a quieter spot. Have you ever tried to get away? You know, parents, you know, you make arrangements for a babysitter and you make arrangements to go somewhere. And just before you go, you know, one of the kids gets sick. Okay? Have you ever tried to make plans for something and you just couldn't follow through with them? Well, Jesus gets in the boat with all his disciples and off they go. Okay? But the problem with that is, okay, that they'd been out fishing, they'd been doing ministry, they'd been teaching about the love of God. They've been teaching about forgiveness and how to live. And this excited the people so much. They'd saw the miracles. They'd seen the things that the disciples had been doing. They knew what Jesus had done. And so what did the people do when Jesus and the disciples got in the boat? Okay? They stalked them. Okay? But many people saw them leaving and ran ahead. Okay? They ran ahead along the shoreline. They met them as they landed. So Jesus and the disciples land on shore, and here's the crowd. Plus, they probably picked up some new people along the way. Now, I don't know if that's what the paparazzi is like. I don't know what it'd be like to be swarmed by that many people. I mean, if you think about where this story goes, with 5,000 men, plus the women, plus the children, okay, I bet the disciples and Jesus could see the crowd going along the shores, just following them. Where would you go? You ever tried to get away from people? You ever tried to hide, especially from a group that is following you? This huge crowd was there, and they stepped from the boat. Jesus felt sorry for them because what? Because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were looking for someone to follow. They were looking for someone to guide them. They had heard what the disciples said. They had heard some of the teachings of Jesus. And they were looking for someone to follow. And they were following Jesus wherever he went. Even when he got in that boat. Even when he tried to go to get away. Okay? So Jesus sat down with his disciples and began to teach the people many things. Now the kids learned this week about go fish. About being fishermen. Okay? About going out and being fishermen for Jesus. They also learned that it's important to teach about Jesus and God and about his love and the gospel. Late in this afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy themselves some food. Now, in our story today, you know, it'd be one thing to feed a small baseball team. But if there really was maybe 15,000 total people somewhere around there, even if it's just 5,000, imagine trying to feed them. You know, I mean, Leah does a great job and her girls with potluck. But Leah, what if you open up the door and 5,000 people walked in? Could you do it? No, she's shaking her head, okay? But Jesus said to them, you feed them. Can you imagine their reaction? They don't have food. They don't have, you know, any ability to do so. And Jesus says, you feed them. You feed them. With what? Philip asked. It would take a small fortune to buy food for all of these people. Jesus just calmly said, well, how much food do you have? Now, no pockets. Who knows what they had personally? Must not been anything from where they had been, where they were coming to. They'd gotten board ship, had gone across. Now they'd been teaching all day and talking to the people. Okay? Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Well, there's a young boy here. Okay? There's a little boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Okay? But what good is that with this huge crowd? Jesus just answered, tell the boy to bring me the loaves and fish. And then he said, have the people sit down in groups of about 50 each. That'd still be a lot of groups. A lot of groups all over that hillside. You got the disciples and Jesus and this small, meager amount of food. And yet, they're still worrying about what? What are we going to do? Imagine what was going through their minds. Imagine what was going through Jimmy's mom's mind when those kids and fathers came through the door. But this is a lot of people. The little boy was willing to share. He was willing to give all that he had. Do we share? Are we willing to help? To do whatever it takes to help? The kids this week, one of their projects was to put together kits for the homeless. And they did. All kinds of little goodies in them and things that we're going to later distribute to people in need. I mean, towels, cleaning stuff, razors, you know, there's guys' packs and girls' packs, socks, all kinds of things. Are we willing to do what it takes to help those in need? That day, these people were hungry. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke them. Now, if you broke a cookie and you continued to break it, Pastor Don, how many pieces could you get out of a regular cookie, you think? Yeah, 5. Somebody said 8. Those would be little pieces. Would that fill you up? Would that take care of your hunger? He broke them and he gave them to the disciples and they began to pass it out. I can't even imagine what that looked like as he continued to break off something that wasn't there and it became something that was there. Okay? You know, I've seen magicians do strange things, but they're all tricks. It's all science and physics, and I've seen it. But could you imagine sitting there watching this? You know what he started with, and you could see it happening, the multiplying of the loaves and fishes. And he kept filling up baskets, and they sent them out to these groups, okay, providing comfort. It's one of the themes for one of the days that the kids were learning, providing comfort, care. Do we show up? Do we provide the comfort when our friends are hurting? Even more, when they're not even our friends, when those that we do not know are love. And they all ate until they were, I don't know if they were that full. And Jesus said, now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. And Jesus told his disciples that they picked it up, and what did they have? Okay? The disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Okay, they picked up basket after basket after basket. And who knows how large these were. Okay, when the people saw the miraculous sign, they exclaimed, surely he is the prophet we've been expecting. Because they were looking for a prophet. They were looking for a Messiah to overthrow the Romans. To set them up as a nation again. Jesus saw that they were ready to take him and make him king, so he went away to the mountains to be alone. He went away. This miracle appears in all four Gospels. All four. It's an important story. Because as you look at it, being a fisher of men, teaching, showing your love, comfort, and helping others. Important concepts of the Christian faith. Important concepts of who we are as Seventh-day Adventists. We want to provide those things to those in need. Amen? We want to be there, whether it's for education, whether it's for health, personal, whatever it might be. We want to be there. Right, Pastor? We want to be the church that loves unconditionally, like Jesus loved. And that's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to do. Yesterday when we were talking about this, one of the kids goes, so I have to love the kid that I'm mad at. But you know what? Haven't we all felt that way and asked that question? Even as adults. Whether it be a boss, longtime friend, family member. We must love. It's who we are as Christians. It is who Jesus wants us to be. This small became big. Watching these kids grow and have over the years to become youth, leaders. Can we perform a miracle like that if we need to? If we have the faith, if it is something that Jesus wants us to do, the Spirit of God will help us to accomplish that task. But it's not about that fish. It's not about the bread. It is about him. And it's about our kids. It is about our young people. I've had people say, you know, I don't need to go to church. I love Jesus. You know, I'm a good Christian, but I don't need to go to church. Boy, that's a wrong road to go down. We are to follow the example of Jesus, who went to church and taught and helped others. We need to become part of a corporate church. Okay? The end of this world is coming, and we're not the only people that are saying that. Government people are worried. Leaders of countries are worried. Scientists are worried. The economists are worried that we're headed to the end of civilization as we know it. And when we read Scripture, we know the end is coming. Are we ready? Are we ready for the end? Are you ready to meet Jesus? Are your children ready to meet Jesus? Have you done everything you can? John 21:15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my lambs. We're all the lambs of God. All of us. Believers and non-believers are the lambs of God. Jesus loves everyone. Are we doing everything we should to feed our lambs? Are our kids getting the proper education with the proper mentors? Are they associating with other Christian young people? Are we? Now, granted, we need to go out and share. There are the unbelievers we need to spend time with and share and fish and teach. But where is our priority? John 10:4. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Do you know the voice of Jesus? Do you spend time in the Word of God on a daily basis so you know what he is saying to you? I know people say, yeah, I read the Bible completely through, front to back. I've taken Bible studies. Cool. Are you reading it now? No, I know what it says. No. Every time I read it, I see something new. Every time I read it, something comes back to me that I had kind of like passed over, because the world does that to us. Okay? Do you know his voice? Many of us think we do. Okay? Matthew 19, 17. Why ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. And the only way you're going to know that is if you read Scripture and make that a part of your life. If it becomes totally who you are. Totally. Jeremiah 51, 39 through 40. So that they may shout with laughter, then sleep forever and not wake, declares the Lord. He's talking about the unbeliever. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter. I have seen a lot of people baptized into this church. I've seen kids raised in this church and then leave. But it's not unique to this church. I grew up with kids that went to the Baptist church, the Lutheran church, and other churches, and no longer attend any church at all. Where are they headed? I worry about them. I worry about my own kids, and I worry about myself. Okay? Am I doing what God wants me to do all the time? And it's real easy to answer that question. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm human, and I make mistakes. Don't we, Pastor Don? We make mistakes. There are a lot of times we wish we could go back and redo something. But we have to just push on. Push on. Ephesians 6, 4. Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. We don't want anything to go wrong with our young people, with ourselves, with our church family. Have nothing to do with the godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. There's a lot in life that will lead us astray. And seemingly good things will lead us astray. Are you hearing His voice in all that you do? How many of us need to eliminate things in our lives that really shouldn't be there? Where are our children headed? Where are we headed? Okay? Are they headed to be lambs to the slaughter? Or are they headed to eternity? Are they headed to a place to be with Jesus and the church family, Christ's family, forever? It's our choice. It is our priority to make sure that all of our kids, not just our own, not just our grandkids, but all of our kids are headed in the right direction. And the only way we can do that is commit ourselves totally and completely to the work of God in our home, personally, in our church, our place of business, wherever it may be. We need to trust God completely. God wants you close, not distant. God wants you to hear Him. When you're making those decisions, whatever they are, young people, youth, whether it's going to school, whatever it might be, God wants you to hear Him. You need to listen and you need to read. God loves you. God loves all of us. The kids have been great this week. You love their singing? We just need to keep working with them and working with ourselves and letting Jesus control us completely. Amen? Amen.